Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of our Freedom Leaf Preview, the magazine of marijuana reform. We've got Editor-in-Chief Steve Bloom with us to give us a preview of the July 2017 issue. And Steve, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Russ. How are you?
I'm doing good. I understand this issue coming up is the summer issue. It's actually covering 2 months?
Yeah, we do that in the summer. We split it up and do July-August issues.
All right. So what are we looking forward to in the upcoming issue of Freedom Leaf?
Well, not only is it the summer issue, it's the Summer of Love revisited issue. So as you probably know, 50 years ago was the so-called Summer of Love in the United States, and maybe around the world, but primarily San Francisco and the counterculture hotbeds that were developing back 50 years ago. So we're taking a look back. Issue is a little bit different than our normal issues. It's stuck with a lot of pot coverage, but the whole feature well is devoted to a look back to 50 years ago.
All right. That'll be great. What are we going to learn about the Summer of Love that maybe some of our younger listeners don't know about?
Well, it wasn't all hippies and flower power and patchouli. You know, it was a kind of a rough time in American history back then. 1967, we were right in the middle of the Vietnam War. The anti-war movement was really picking up. It was only 3 years, you know, from some of the civil rights legislation that had passed. So that had been happening just prior to that. There was a lot of tumult in America that led to the counterculture and led to the Summer of Love, JFK's assassination in 63, and then in 68, we'd see two more major assassinations. So a lot of it was happening then, and it wasn't all so pretty. You know, it wasn't, you know, one version of it is, you know, all the hippies descended on San Francisco and had a great time. Another version of it is that there are a lot of other things going on in American life back then.
And was the Summer of Love really just centered around San Francisco, or was this more of a nationwide phenomenon?
It really was international, but San Francisco was the hub. New York's East Village scene was building as a countercultural hub. L.A. had its, you know, scenes, and a lot of the campuses, Ann Arbor and Madison, were developing their scenes as things were sort of picking up. But everything seemed to zero in on San Francisco. That was kind of the place. That's where all the hippies went. That's where the media went. And you've probably seen those famous bus tours going through Haight-Ashbury back then, where they were trying to introduce the hippies to mainstream America, were touring around trying to get an idea of what was going on in San Francisco. So it really did kind of zero in on San Francisco, and all that great music of that era, not all of it came from San Francisco, but so much of it did. Jefferson Airplane, Grateful Dead, Janis Joplin, Big Brother and the Holding Company, Quicksilver Messenger Service, Santana, you know, the list goes on. It was a great, you know, fervent time for music in the Bay Area. And that's also where we see the birth of the rock festival. Happened that year. The Human Being took place in 67 in January. And then in June, there were several major events. There was the Mountain Festival at Mount Tamalpais, which actually gets reenacted every year. There'll be one coming up in September. And then famously, the Monterey Pop Festival, which really kind of blew the lid on the whole rock counterculture scene. You know, if people didn't know about it, they finally learned about it when, you know, when Jimi Hendrix burnt his guitar on stage or lit up his guitar and the Who smashed their stuff. But when you see those images, you think, well, again, it's not all flower power. There was a lot of angriness going on at the time, too.
So in this new issue coming up, July-August summer issue of Freedom Leaf, are there any interviews for us to look forward to?
Well, we have Wavy Gravy. So he's our special interview for that issue, one of the kind of the clown prince of the counterculture going back to the late 60s. He had the hog farm. He was at Woodstock famously and told everybody they were making breakfast in bed for $400,000. So he's been living off that for a long time. Wavy does a lot of other cool things. He's got the SIVA Foundation for helping people get their sight back or deal with blindness, and also his Camp Winter Rainbow in Northern California, which is going on right now. But we had Wavy just looking back a little bit on, you know, he actually wasn't really in San Francisco at the time. It was kind of like in and around the scene and kind of knows everybody. He had a really funny line, though. I asked him, you know, what do you think of Donald Trump? And he says, Richard Nixon was a delicious piece of chocolate cake compared to Donald Trump. So, you know, wow. That's his take on things. So that's our celebrity, so to speak, interview in this issue, our Summer of Love focus. We also have, as I was saying about the summer festivals, we have an excerpt from a great book called 1967 by Harvey Kubernick, and we have a look at the Long Strange Script, Great Grateful Dead documentary that just came out this summer, and look back on Sgt. Pepper's, which is 50 years old. So it's a little bit of a throwback.
Sounds like an excellent issue coming up. And of course, Freedom Leaf Magazine, being the magazine for marijuana reform, you work well with Normal and SSDP and Women Grow. Are there some reform oriented articles or information in this upcoming issue for those groups?
Absolutely. Every issue, those three groups you just mentioned, Normal, SSDP, and Women Grow, have columns in the magazine to discuss whatever it is that they want to talk about. We were introduced to the Connecticut group that's just joined Women Grow in the issue. SSDP kind of gives an overview of what some of their chapters are doing, with a little tie into the peace and love theme. And Normal, you know, continues to hammer away at some, you know, Washington related anti-drug policies. So they kind of want to let people know what we're sort of up against. And Paul Armitano, who is, you know, the deputy director of Normal, he's always in the magazine. He focuses on the future of cannabis sales in California. And of course, the Nevada story is a big story, and it's kind of home base for us. It's Freedom Leaf's based in Las Vegas. So legal sales of recreational marijuana started July 1st. We're keeping an eye on that. We're also, Amanda Ryman is moved up to Northern California with her company, Flocana, and they are kind of exploring the winery model as to how you can kind of make marijuana available the way wineries do. So that's an interesting focus of what's happening there. We have our new section by Mona Zhang, which zeroes in on Uruguay, which has its legal sales that just started this month, updates in Arkansas, Florida, Maine, Massachusetts, North Dakota, all those states that passed laws back in November. You know, a lot of the laws are being changed by the legislature, so give people a handle on that. What's happening with social use in Colorado, that's been a big issue. And we also zero in on the DOJ's secret marijuana subcommittee that we're kind of waiting to hear what they're going to come up with and what their proposals will be. It's not going to be good, but they're supposed to announce something by the end of this month. And the back of the magazine, which is a little more cultural, Sherry Sicard does kind of a flashback to macrobiotic cooking, which was sort of the terminology back then for what now is considered vegan eating. Very clean, eating, no meat of any sort, no dairy, very, almost bland, but good for you. So she does what we call the Summer of Veg recipes. We also have an article about hemp beers by Aaron Hyatt, and we have our columnist, Beth Mann, who's sojourning in England, explaining how difficult it is to get stoned there. We also have a new columnist by Dr. Frank D'Ambrosio, who's doing our, kind of Frank, Dr. Frank recommends this month. He talks about microdosing on edibles. And as I said, we have a review of Sergeant Pepper's. We also have in the middle of the magazine the overall summer love focus. It's a guide to San Francisco and a guide to Oaksterdam. So, what's happening, in both places, a little history of both, and what are the things you could do if you're in San Francisco this summer, all the different fun things you could do as far as, different exhibits and galleries and photo exhibits and all kinds of displays all around town. Plus, and Guy O'Bealan, one of our favorites, he does his each for each place for San Francisco and Oakland. He gives like 5 stony places to go, and he pairs those places with a good strain. Like if you're going to go to the beach in San Francisco, then you need this particular strain. If you're going to go to the park, you need that strain. So that's kind of fun. It pretty much covers the whole issue.
I was going to say, we've got a pretty jam-packed issue coming up for the summer here at Freedom Leaf. So let's give our listeners the information they need to get their hands on a copy.
Well, Freedom Leaf is available at trade shows and through Normal and SSDP and Women Grow chapters. Wherever they have events, there should be a Freedom Leaf. We're also in a lot of stores in legal states, California, Colorado, Washington. We don't have a really long list. You have to kind of go find it. It's also available digitally. This issue will be up in the next day or two at freedomleaf.com. So you can go check out the issue free of charge and our digital version. And we take probably half the articles out of each issue and we post them. So we'll start doing that as soon as this issue is out. So bit by bit, you'll get your stories as well. If you're not looking to read it in one way, a hard copy, digital, you can find it, online, in a blog format. So one way or the other, you'll get your news, the good news about marijuana for Freedom Leaf.
That's what we wanted to hear. FreedomLeaf.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Freedom Leaf Inc. And Steve Bloom is the editor-in-chief of Freedom Leaf Magazine, the magazine for marijuana reformers. Hey, thanks so much for giving us the clue in on what's happening for the summer issue. And I hope you have a great summer there at Freedom Leaf and in New York City.
Same to you. I'll catch you in September.